Marshall and Sagar here. Welcome to the Supercast Ask Me Anything AMA question answer discussion episode. You guys know the deal. We're going to start with a quick comment and then get into the exclusive portion of this recording. To get the full episode, you can go to realignment.supercast.com or click the link at the top of the show notes. So first thing I'm going to jump in on is just say, hey, I'm launching a new podcast. Eric Torenberg, friend of the show, worked with Sagar, me and Sagar in always different capacities, is launching this new podcast network called Turpentine. And I'm going to do a show that's just entirely not focused on politics. So obviously we'll hit on political topics. I want to get Peter Zion back. There's probably a Eric Weinstein appearance at some point coming down the pipeline, but at an overall level, I just wanted to talk about things that have nothing to do with politics, because like Sagar, I think this will resonate with you. It's just exhausting just doing this. I'm going to record an episode later today for the show, which is with Mike Glover. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience. He is a prepper slash survivalist person. And the episode was originally pitched for the realignment. I'm going to air it on this channel so people can get a preview of my new show. But I don't want to get into like a, so let's relate this back to public policy. I just actually want to learn how to survive things. Quick funny story is that I'm sure a lot of folks have watched The Last of Us on HBO. And if you remember in the first episode where it zooms out and shows like Austin on fire during the start of the pandemic, you actually can kind of understand that that's literally where my house, it's not an accurate representation of Austin, but it's basically where I live. So I got the pitch for the book around when that episode came out. And I was sort of like, okay, yeah, like you're not going to survive. So I want to do an episode that's just about survival. So that's kind of a preview of how I'm going to think about that show. We're still coming up with the name. We're still doing the framing, but that's just something I want everyone to keep an eye out on. Sagar, do you have anything interesting? Any updates before we get into things?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to listen to it. I'm jealous. I hate talking about politics every day.
Your update is the new studio, which looks really awesome. Actually, tell us about the studio process for a second. Ooh, what was that like? This has been your personal Vietnam for the past 3 months.
Oh, more than that. 7 months. It was much more difficult. Here, the main thing I've learned in television production is absolutely beyond. So what you and I are doing here, this is the easy part. It only gets way worse from here. The moment you start putting, here's the line. When you have an earpiece in, everything goes south. Because once you have an earpiece in, that means you have elements. That means that people in another room have to be able to talk to you. There are wires. There are systems. Then you introduce cameras. So, I mean, just the elements, the graphics, and the control room alone is incredibly difficult to run, to keep going. And that was in our very primitive previous Breaking Point setup. Probably put $250,000 worth of equipment into the studio. And with all of that new investment and technology and everything, it's just, oh my gosh, like making sure that it all works synergistically on time, looks good. We brought all these new lights, like lighting packages, things like that. And yeah, it's just been very difficult to make it actually look as something. I mean, I said this on the show, but you know, at CNN and all these people, they have directors and staffs. They probably have 15, 25 people who are working on one single studio. We have four. So it's just like the level of difficulty to achieve that level of production value is unbelievable. And we're trying to do it, you know, for 1/10 the cost. But still, I mean, it's just still so, so hard. And we hired people who literally work with CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, all of these people, and still was just it's just very hard to do. So I have a lot more respect now for people who do this for a living, because it's just not a joke. It requires a lot of stuff. Breaks every day, every single day something is broken, and you need the know-how and the time and know-how and the knowledge in the immediate term to get it fixed, because it's not a movie. It's one of those where it has to come out in an hour or something like that, so we have the timeliness aspect added on top. It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, and my suggestion for folks who ever get mad at Sagar for various mistakes, incompetencies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they should remember that in the Breaking Points position, he is both a showrunner, a producer, a small business owner, and talent at the same time. There's a reason why this structure is not replicated normally. I mean, it's kind of funny because I worked at PBS before we started podcasting. And even during that format where there's a control room, but it's still pretty straightforward. It's a public affairs interview. So it's not like news, like there aren't elements in the same way. You have a director in your ear saying, hey, follow up on this question, or hey, here's this fact you may need, all these different aspects. So it's really interesting to see as alternate media kind of breaks out, what aspects of the traditional mainstream news feature are going to be brought in and what aspects are going to be kind of left behind. And you're doing this interesting hybrid of all of those things at the same time. So obviously, good luck with that. Okay, so I'm going to read a quick comment for our free question before we get into the paid section. Book suggestion, Paved Paradise. Marshall, here's a book I think you might want to consider for a show if you haven't already. Paved Paradise, How Parking Explains the World. Feels like a really unique look at culture and the economy, and it seems to have a lot of salience as we're talking about housing prices. Keep up the great work. So yeah, that is a comment slash suggestion offered by a Supercast subscriber. I'm bringing it up because the publisher of that book actually sent a pitch. So a pitch that was pretty conveniently timed with that Supercast comment. So here's hoping that there is a book publicist who subscribed to the show and of course sent a pitch in as well to anyone who's in that category. If you want a 100% guarantee that I will see your book suggestion, you should definitely subscribe to the show. Okay, on to the paid section. Once again, if you want to get this full thing, go to realignment.supercast.com.